Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good to see you all. So we have a special treat today. Geshe Sangpo is going to be teaching. The internet is still out in FEM, so he's going to be teaching us this morning. So pretty exciting news. He's here. He's here in Raleigh at his home.
Yeah.
So unless the earthquake knocked out his internet, we're good. Did anybody feel the earthquake? I didn't. There was one centered in Sparta, 145 miles from here. I didn't feel it.
We felt it in our house, the earthquake. Our whole bedroom started shaking, and it felt like our whole bed was shaking back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting...
Oh, yeah, you're close, Tom.
I was sitting in my chair here, and I thought the cat was rubbing on the back of my chair because it was moving, and I'm looking around like a crazy man, and she was nowhere to be found. I didn't know what it was until I read it afterwards, but I felt it. I just wasn't even aware that was what was happening.
Yeah.
You know, we were in the earthquake. We were in an apartment in 2012 when the earthquake, and we felt it up there, so when we felt our bedroom shaking... And we heard everything clicking, tick, 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 tick. We thought it was the earthquake, so we called our neighbor, and he was like, yeah, our whole house was shaking. So I'm like, okay, it's definitely an earthquake.
Odie noticed something over here in Durham. Oh. We didn't feel it, but he noticed it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always seem to miss earthquakes, but I think I'm going to regard that as a good thing.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Hi. So, Don?
Hey, Carolina. Hey, Frederick.
I thank you for posting that link to the
movie
about Dharamsala.
Oh, the Tibetan women.
Yeah, I haven't seen it myself yet, but
it's a beautiful film.
We watched it last night.
Thank you. Good. Thanks for reminding me. So I'll go watch it.
I sent myself the link. I have it up on my laptop, so I'll have to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's a relatively short window, so if I don't remember, it's a week long, which is relatively long, but also relatively short.
Yeah, I wasn't sure when the week was, if it ended yesterday or what.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Uh-uh.
I better send myself a text, otherwise I will forget.
That's what I did.
Can anyone put the link in chat?
So I'd have to look for it.
I have it up on my laptop. I'll put it in chat.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I unmuted so I could wave.
Good morning.
Wow. Hey there.
Good morning.
Okay, it's there, Susie.
Oh, thank you.
We have some volunteer who is repainting the lobby, and I don't know if anyone knows who they are or if they want, that person wants to be known. Is there anything anyone knows about that?
Aaron's working with them. I don't know if they, it's not somebody I know, so I don't really know if she, I don't know.
Okay.
I also just posted a link. I'll mention it now, and I'm going to mention it again at the end of the teachings this morning, that we are doing some work on the stupa. It had some cracks in it, and Jantel is going to come and patch the cracks, and then we're going to completely repaint it. So that work is going on over the next 2 weeks, and you can volunteer for it in any time over the, you know, it's Monday through Friday over the next couple of weeks. I'm going to check with John Pell and see if there's going to be any Saturday time also. But, I helped with that a little bit when we first built the stupa, and it was a lot of fun. So please do come and help with that. It's a chance to actually get together with each other. Because it's outdoors, and great merit in making a paint offering to the stupa. So,
is there a website or something we should communicate with? Or
yeah, well, if you go to our home page, you'll in the banners, you know, the rotating banners, there's a link. An email went out the other day, too. There's a link, and that gives you a link to where to sign up for it. It's basically two-hour slots, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can certainly sign up for more than one time slot if you want to. In fact, I'd encourage people to, because, Jonathan needs a lot of help, and we can have as many as 3 volunteers at a time. Everybody on one.
Basically, two-hour slots, 9 to 9 a.m. Hello.
Sorry, my YouTube just messed up. Basically, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. two-hour time slots. You can certainly volunteer for more than one at a time.
Karen, how are you? Are you good?
Are you talking to me, Karen?
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
Rehab is coming along.
Ah, good.
So, still using the crutch, one crutch. Or, like, it's like a arm crutch.
Okay.
What did you have happen or have done?
Just FYI, we're now live on YouTube.
Oh, okay, never mind. Another time.
Thanks, Donna.
It was a big surgery.
I think Geshe-la is here. Shangpo's here.
Oh, there he is.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good
Good morning.
Hey, Katie. And Donati and Anila and David. David looks like in a aeroplane.
The headset helps me here.
How are you all?
Very well, thank you.
Doing well.
Very good.
Very good.
Good. Very good.
Oh, there are so many. I see one few. Donasi, can you megaphone on Chiquila's megaphone?
Oh, yeah, I can open her mic.
Okay, thank you.
No, she's open. Yeah.
Yeah.
Open.
Okay.
Should we start with prayers, Geshe Sangpo?
Yes, please. Very happy to see all of you. Oh, Robbie is there, daughter Robbie. Good morning. And Helen, all of you. Good morning. Geshe-la is coming on the way. Geshe Gele. Okay, we can pray now.
Let's start by chanting Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Heyaka Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. Heyaka Om Mune Maha Munaye Soha. He Tata
Mune Mune
Maha Munaye Soha. Now, Medicine Buddha stands in mantra. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all. His name when merely heard. Let's say this mantra seven times. Heyata om bekanze bekanze bekanze
bekanze.
Om
Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze,
Radha Monga Jesu.
Heyata Om Bekande.
Bekande, Bekande.
Maha
Bekande, Bekande. Radha Monga Jesu.
Heyata Om Bekande.
Bekande, Maha Bekande.
Bekande,
Radha Monga Jesu.
Now let's say the four measurables in English, and then we'll chant it in Tibet. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering in the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Verse of praise and mantra eight times. So Chan Rajik is a Buddha of great compassion. And then we'll do seven Tara mantras after verse of praise. She's the deity of enlightened activity. So first Chan Rajik mantra. Not veiled by any fault. White in color. Whose head of perfect Buddha crowns in life. Gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chan Rajik, all saying one, I prostrate. So eight times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now green Taurus, first of praise. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Buddha, Tare liberates from innate fears. Buddha liberates from all sickness. Prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Seven mantras. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 So, Isha Sampo, would you Lead us in the refuge and bodhicitta prayer. And are there any other prayers you want to say?
Today I would like talk about this book. I hope you all understand that in Tibetan. Okay, I'm going to read in Tibet, you guess. And this book is like 37 pages of the Buddhasabhava. 37 pages of Buddhasabhava. Okay. Before we read this book, I think we set up our motivation. It is very, very important set of motivation. The Lama Tsongkhapa say, and Sampa Thana Sadang Lo Yung San, and Sampa Nyena Sadang Lo Yung Nye. Tsongkhye Sampa Nola Ra Le Te, Nye De Sampa Zolang Be Se Shis. And it means like, you know, the positive or negative karmic result based in the intention. The intention is good, everything is becoming good. The intention is negative, everything is negative. The Lama Tsongkhapa said. Also, then, yeah, since everything depends on intention, the always effort to make sure that they are positive, okay? Then we have like, you know, so many ways to set up motivation. All of us different goal. I think all of us same goal. We all of us happiness, right? Don't want suffering. But I think some people want this life happiness. Some people wants to next life. Some people wants to ultimate happiness. And some people doing for this life, and some people do for next life, some people do until the enlightenment. And they have so many different ways to set up motivation. Today we need set up motivation. We are doing read this book for all mother sentient beings free from suffering. Benefit for all mother sentient beings. Okay? This kind we need set of motivation. Therefore, we are going to maybe few minutes set of motivation. Then after that, we're going to read, okay? Okay. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read very slowly. If you don't understand, please let us know, because Chikila helped me to read, okay? And the Jasi, 37 pages Bodhisattva, 37 pages of Bodhisattva. In Tibet, we call Jasi, Jase Lale Sodima. Jase Lale Sodima. Jase means son of the king. Son of the king, like princess. Prince, son of the king. But here, Jase means Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva. It was read by Jase Thome Sambo, who lived from 1295 to 3069. He lived almost like 75 years old, 75. He is Lama Tsongkhapa's teacher's teacher. And he had many students. Jitsa Rendawa, one of his main students. And Jitsa Rendawa had many hundreds of students. The Lama Tsongkhapa is his main student. Make sense? Therefore, he is Lama Tsongkhapa's teacher's teacher. And his original name was like Sampo, like my last name, Sampo, same Sampo. Then later he got the Thome. He got first name Thome. Therefore people call Thome Sampo. And how he get the Thome? Thome means literally, Thome means very sharp, very smart, and easy to learn everything. But here, Thome means like never stop or unimpeached. Unimpeached. Because his teacher asked of him many questions during an exam about the Abhidhamma. Abhidhamma is one of the major, we have major five subjects. The one of the subjects like Abhidhamma, Madhyamaka, Paramita, Vinayaka, we have five major subjects. The Abhidhamma is one of the major subjects. Then his teacher asked him, and Jasi Thome Sambo never stop answering them and taking them one by one. Therefore, he received name of the Thome. Make sense? Okay. It was common knowledge at that time that Thome Sambo was a Bodhisattva. While he was meditating on the mountain, even the wild animals around him were very peaceful and stopped killing one another. And also people in a nearby village were very peaceful. And people asked their village why. The villager replied that it was because of our Lama meditating on the nearby mountain. and these directly give blessing to the us. Make sense? Yeah, something like that. He has very, very, like, you know, many, like, good story. But I heard this one, Chider Rinpoche. Most of you know Chider Rinpoche. He visited at the Kadampa Center, Rinpoche, a long time ago. Then, the 37 pages of Bodhisattva War is easy to understand and easy to talk. If you practice this test, and has both temporary and ultimate benefits. If you practice this is a lot of benefit our day-to-day lives. Also, we can achieve the ultimate goal of liberation and becoming a Buddha. Okay? And this text has few words and easy to understand. I think it's difficult to do. But we do them again and again and again, it will be familiar. Therefore, if we practice like this test, suggest there is a lot of benefit. Okay. Is everything clear? Okay. This test began with an homage to the Sherisi, the Buddha of compassion. In Sanskrit, Sherisi is called Avalokiteshvara. Whenever you read a book, first you read an homage, then you promise to read the text, then there is the main subject. Okay? Then the test ends with a dedication. In this case, this test begins with the stanza of the homage, and then stanza where the author promised to the compose the text. Then there is the main body of the text, and then the text ends with four stanza of dedication. Basically, the text is talking about all Mother Sinche beings. Just for Mother Sinche beings, the kind guru is showing us the path. They cannot separate the compassionate Buddha, Sherisi, from our kind guru, who is going to show us the path to the enlightenment. Sherisi represents all the compassion of all the Buddhas. Sherisi is working 24/7 for the benefit of all Mother Sinche beings. We pay homage and prostration to the Sherisi. And therefore, first stanza homage. Let's see, like Namo Guru Lokeshwaraya in Tibet. Namo Guru Lokeshwaraya. Gangi Chikun Rohu Mezi Chu Roi Dela Chida. 现在的那么久的现在人也了到了50几岁上好老师 I pay constant homage through my three doors. That's the first standard of homage, okay? I pay constant homage through my three doors. To my supreme teacher and protector Sherisi, who I see all phenomena. So, okay? Phenomena like coming and going, makes single mind effort for the good of living beings. Make sense? Clear? Okay. At the very beginning, the test starts Namo Guru Lokasharaya. In Tibet, say Sharaya, Shawara. This is Sanskrit and means I portrait to our Lokiti Shawara to pay homage. Okay? The book talk about Bodhicitta and our Lokiti Shawara is the compassion Buddha. So paying homage to the compassion Buddha in the beginning makes sense. And in our class of books, when you see the homage, there's some like, you know, homage for Manjushri, some homage from like Sanjay Shunji Sabha means like Buddha and Bodhisattva was, and some and Tonje Chambala Shanda, like something like that. If you see, then you know what is like, you know, subject. The, when you see the homage, then we'll know what is like book talk about this and that. Therefore, here is like, you know, this book talk about Bodhicitta and our Lokiteshwara is compassion Buddha. So paying homage to the compassion Buddha in the beginning makes sense, right? Usually our Buddhist texts come from India.
It's 11 o'clock.
They have been translated from Sanskrit into the Tibetan. This text comes from Tibet and was originally composed in Tibetan. Text composed in Tibetan do not usually include Sanskrit in the beginning. In this case, however, Jassis Thome Sambo begin with an homage and wrote Namo Guru Lokeshwara. He used Sanskrit in order to show that the lineage of this teaching come from India. Make sense? And Namo means apostate, and Guru means Lama or teacher. And Lokeshwara is name of the Jaisi, Confucian Buddha. The compassion in Tibet is called Nije. Do you guys remember Geshe-la used to have Nije, one cat? Nije. To say the word Nije is very beautiful, very beautiful. Because we have two parts, our body and our mind. The most important part of our body, what is that? That's not mind. Heart, right? Heart, most important part of our body is heart. Heart in Tibetan is called Ni, okay? Similarly, the most important part of mind is Nije. Nije applies to all Mother Sinje beings. No race, no discrimination. Nije wants all Mother Sinje beings to be free from suffering. That's called Nije Chambo, great compassion. Make sense? Okay. And also G, like Nije. J is sometimes called king or queen, like king, okay? Like how a good king try to protect and keep all the people in his church free from suffering, right? Similarly, compassion wants all Mother Sentient beings to be free from suffering. Therefore, and we call Nijie is all are very beautiful. Nijie. Nijie is like compassion, okay, in Tibet. This homage, this first stanza is showing wisdom or emptiness and compassion. The land about the seeing that all phenomena luck coming and going is talk about how we don't see reality as it actually exists. Talk about emptiness, okay? The coming and going, usually all sentient beings come and go. But everything we see is not reality. Through the attachment or anger, what we see not true. Okay, through the attachment or anger, whatever we see is not true. I will give you one example. When looking with anger, even someone we love appear very ugly and his action is not good. In reality, we love him and her and think he and she is a good person. That's true, right? Whenever you are angry, can you see like truth like that? And also attachment. But through the view of the three poisons, which are anger, attachment, and ignorance, however we see everything is not correctly how it exists, okay. Here is another example. We waste our life by thinking that unclear things are clean. Impermanent things are permanent. Suffering is pleasurable, and selfishness things help ourselves. There is how we waste our life. The one reason why we pay homage is because it creates a lot of merit. Okay? The reason to create merit is remove all obstacles. For example, if we order remove all obstacles, he will able to read this kind of book and he will be able to complete the entire test. Sometimes we may start to read a book and quit after a couple of pages, right? Not one book, everything. Easy to give up. But create more merit, we are able to complete the test once we start it. One of the sutra that we in Tibet say Gyanche Robindo, he has can you say this word is very difficult to me? Lalita Pata.
Yeah. The Lalita Vistara Sutra.
In Tibet they say we steno dembe me steno norma de tu dunga tonche steno dembe me samba no ji de jo ne ni shunchu ni da ria panje nyangen di pa shwa
Siyu Nyingbo Tos, like in Tibet. Can you read, please, this word, Chikila?
Word? Would you like me to read the stanza or just
yes,
the
yes,
title?
Yes, the stanza, yes.
Virtue gives rise to joy and eliminates all misery. Virtuous beings fulfill all their wishes. Virtue pacifies devils and swiftly leads to enlightenment. It bestows the soothing gift of relief from sorrow.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. So, we pay respect. We do so 24/7 with our three doors. Door of body, speech, and mind. People who create a lot of merit and free from all the suffering and their wishes are easily fulfilled. Make sense? Okay. Then now the second stanza of promise to the composer. Like in Tibet, Peden June, Zubi Sanjian Ma, Gonchi Dili, Shudi Deyuna, Dei Laleshi La Ralepi, Jase Maji Laleshi Bashas, Peden June, Zubi Sanjian Ma, Gonchi Dili, Shudi Deyuna, Dei Laleshi La Ralepi, Jase Maji Laleshi Bashas. The Prophet Buddha's Prophet Buddha, source of all well-being and happiness, all well-being and happiness, arise from completing the excellent teachings. And this depends on knowing the pages. So I will explain the pages of Bodhisattva. Okay, that's the second stanza. All our temporary and long-term benefit and happiness are due to the Prophet Buddha. All our temporary and long-term benefit and happiness are due to the Prophet Buddha. In order to become a Buddha, they practice the root of the great Dharma, compassion, bodhicitta, and emptiness. And the six professions, they are also practice the four men of gathering students, like they are giving, offering material necessary things such as food, clothing, and so on. Speak kind word, say things are nicely. The third one is teaching to the level of the students, being skillful in teaching. The four pages what one teaches, heavy consistency between word and deeds. Are you guys sleeping? Okay. The action of the Bodhisattva is practicing bodhicitta. Mainly, they practice the six professions. When one perfect the Bodhisattva practice, then one becomes a Buddha. So, the order is saying today I promise to compose this text with this description of the 37 pages of Bodhisattva. Okay? Make sense? It's not confused, right? Okay. When we make promise, our promise are similar to red on the snow or at the on the sand at the beach, okay? Easy to erase.
But the promise of Bodhisattva one is like wood rating the stone, not easy to remove. Okay? When I Bodhisattva was makes promise, it's saying in one sutra, they will not break their promise even in the course of their life. Shira Dogu. Nagarjuna said, Tomba Mumbo Keche Mashela, Gade Kali Keji Lunjana Dola Romotro Watabuyi, and Shio Jen Sheba Manjuros. And the Nagarjuna Tree of Wisdom, the book name of Tree of Wisdom. He says, voting men do not make many promises. But if a promise is made under officials, then it is like a carving on stone. Even should they dry, it is not altered.
Altered, yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense, right? Basically, when we practice Buddhism, we are trying to practice with joyful effort, happily, very happily, okay? And why? Because our goal of practice Buddhism is to be free from all suffering. Therefore, we are practice for Buddhism, right? Buddhists to be free from all suffering of the body, speech, and mind. They include temporary and ultimate goal. The temporary goal is for human happiness and good food, good house, and milkshake. I love milkshake and french fry, but many people say don't eat. But I had dead people yesterday. It's really good. I got milkshake from Cook-Off and french fry from McDonald's. I went to the two different. Okay. And temporary goal is for human happiness, and the ultimate goal is liberation, to becoming a Buddha. And because the path leads to happiness, we should be happy along the path. Even with each hardship we encounter along the path, we are getting close and close to our goal of liberation. Therefore, we should feel happy along the way because we are moving toward our goal. Make sense? Okay. Now our minds have a lot of distractions. We have a lot of suffering, obstacle, and difficulty. On the other hand, practice Buddhism helps clean the mind and remove the suffering. All these things becoming the cause for us to transform our minds. So happily bear the suffering. Like this day, okay? And the coronavirus makes people like a lot of suffering. People are dying in the hospital. People are worried. But same time, the environment is becoming clear. And also we can spend time with your family, right? It's difficult to get this kind of chance. I knew many of the Tibetan people who work in New York. They are roommates, but they cannot see each other because the one person walk night time, the other one is daytime. When some people come back to home, the one already gone, and other people come back, another one is already asleep. It's difficult to see each other. But nowadays, we can spend our wonderful family caused like coronavirus. Therefore, and also Pencil Lozun Chije in Guru Puja say, Neshi deep in Rebu Yungote, Mande Duma Chadam Baji to Leng and Rebu said, Bija Tony Cheng and London of Washington last, we do always like Guru Puja. And like LC 96 in Guru Puja, they say, even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruit of negative karma and unwish for suffering, fall down like rain. I seek your blessing to take this measurable condition as a path. By seeing them as cause to exhaust the result of my negative karma. Make sense? Therefore, yeah, whenever we do practice Buddhist, like, happily, that's more important. And also, like, Shanti Deva said, God through the Buddhist Sabha way of life,